The former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic was arrested in July of last year after 11 years on the run. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia accuses him of genocide, trying to wipe out Bosnia's Croat and Muslim population. At least 7,500 people, died. Karadzic's lawyers say they've actually got an ace in the hole, evidence showing he was promised he wouldn't stand trial for war crimes. Richard Holbrooke made that promise, apparently. He was the U.S. envoy to the Balkans. These days, he's the U.S. special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan. For more now, we go to Purdue University history professor Charles Ingrao. First, we want to hear a clip showing how excited Richard Holbrooke was when he captured Karadzic in action.
This is a historic day. One of the worst men in the world and the most wanted man in Europe, the Osama bin Laden, if you will, of Europe, has finally been captured after 12 years.
So, Professor, with that kind of language being inserted into the debate, why do you think Holbrooke would have agreed to no war crimes trial?
Because it already was evident to him that the U.S. military and the French and British, who were co-sharing the implementation of the peace agreement, that none of the militaries of those three allies were going to go after any war criminals, let alone Radovan Karadzic. By the time Holbrooke is brought onto the scene, it is already clear to him and to the State Department, to its dismay, that the military will not be arresting them. So when Holbrooke is meeting with Karadzic's representatives, and he's trying to get Karadzic to get out of Bosnian Serb politics, he just throws in an oral pledge that we will leave you alone. We will not arrest you. I don't believe from our sources that there's any evidence that he actually said you will not be prosecuted, rather that you will be left alone and not apprehended by the implementation force, the Anglo-French-American-led force that had 60,000 troops on the ground in Bosnia and was trying to avoid war criminal encounters at all costs.
Well, you know, this is a stranger-than-fiction moment where Karadzic was hiding under an assumed name, living as a holistic healer. Who in the world is watching this case closely? I mean, what kinds of audiences are there? I would presume that people from Bosnia are watching. Who else?
Yes. Well, the Bosnians are watching because they have, for the last 15 years, been very distressed. In fact, I should say since 1992, at the diffidence of the international community. And so their rage is simply being fed by the duplicity of the international community, by its diffidence. The Serbs are also extremely interested because even though this man is a heinous figure, as is his partner, the commander of the Bosnian Serb military, Matko Mladic, who murdered 8,000 Bosnian men and boys at Srebrenica in 1995, the Serbs are still, a great number of Serbs regard these two men as heroes, and they are looking to see Karadzic vindicated in his claim that he's immune from prosecution. A third group that is very much interested is the human rights community, which is international in scope, which has shared with us scholars the dismay at the unwillingness of international actors to put humanitarian concerns and concerns of justice ahead of their own narrow national self-interest.
Quickly, Professor, Richard Holbrooke now is representing the United States in Afghanistan and Pakistan. How does this assertion by the former Bosnian Serb leader complicate his current role?
Well, first of all, I should add an answer to a more important question, and that is, will this in any way affect the ICTY decision to go ahead with the prosecution? And the answer here is no. That the United States, even if Bill Clinton had known and approved of what Holbrooke was promising, that has no bearing on the jurisdiction that the ICTY has. In fact, our evidence is that Holbrooke didn't tell very many people, mainly people under him in the chain of command, but not Albright, the Secretary of State, and not Clinton. His freelancing was something that was already sort of winked at by his superiors. Do what you have to do was the message he got from Washington. And this is a very minor event in the overall picture here. And certainly given the importance of the mission in Afghanistan and Pakistan, which I don't think anybody could overestimate, what happened, a dozen years ago is not of of any bearing on the India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan problems.
Thanks so much. And that was Charles Ingrao, professor of history at Purdue University. He also directs the research team at the Scholars Initiative, Confronting the Yugoslav Controversies.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.